Hi, we're at the last module here, Module 13, summary and conclusion. I'm just going to try my best to summarize what Ron was talking about so eloquently, which maybe I will fumble along and be lucky. But essentially, he put up here, there are basically seven secrets for being a successful life coach. The first one is be passionate at what you do. If you're not passionate at what you do, that's going to come across. What do? I'm a life coach. I help people get excited about things. Are you not excited? Well, come see me. I'll help you get excited. No, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay? Enjoy yourself, which goes back to being passionate about what you do, right? Because if you're not passionate about what you're doing, guess what? You're not enjoying yourself. And you think it's a job. If you're in life coaching to get rich, you're not in it for the right reasons. And quite frankly, you won't get rich if that's the reason you're in it for. But if you're passionate about helping other people, about being with other people, help facilitate their progress in life, guess what? You can be not only a six-figure coach, but you can be a well-known six-figure coach, and you can have your name out there. People will know who you are, gravitate to you, because you are the solution for what? Their problem. Exactly. You get a gold star. Thank you for answering. So enjoy yourself. Stick to your mission statement. Mission statement. I'm not so big on mission statements, quite frankly, but stick to your purpose. Stick to the reason why you're in business. Stick to why you became a coach in the first place. I guess that's your mission statement. Okay. Something that encapsulates who you're about, what you're about, and why you're doing what you do. Nietzsche said, you can overcome any how with the good enough why. Walk your talk. Be who you're describing. If you had problems with relationships and you're doing relationship counseling, tell your story. I was abused. I had a bad relationship. Now I've overcome these problems. I've got a fairly good relationship going now, or I'm in the process of having something now. I help other women or other men or whatever get into better relationships. Or I didn't know how to make money, didn't have a clue how to make money. Now I'm a millionaire. This is how I did it, and I can help you too. Something like that. Walk your talk. Don't talk about teaching other people how to make money. This is so funny. I get cards from people about, I can help you be successful. And the picture of the person's right there. And they look like they just came out from a culvert somewhere. And I can help you be successful. That gets back to the credibility thing. In other words, walk your talk. If you're successful, if you dress successfully, if you look successfully, if you talk successfully, if you're passionate about your subject, you're going to come across to people as being successful. Walk your talk means if you're going to talk about money, make sure that you look like money, that you look like a success, that you look like the person who can, with some credibility, talk about the subject that you're talking about. If you're talking about relationships, same things. Same thing. I've got the most beautiful wife in the world. I wouldn't be here without her. I give her full credit for everything that goes on. So I feel qualified to talk about relationships. But yet, even I don't talk about it because I'm so overwhelmed and humbled by the fact that I've got such the best wife in the whole world. So that's just the way it is. I talk about other things, and I would definitely mention her and give her the credit for everything. But relationships for me, she's my third marriage, final marriage. It's the one that is just fulfilling, and it happens, and it can happen to everybody. And so I feel qualified to coach other people on relationships. But anyway, the point is, walk your talk. Always bear in mind that your own resolution, what is it? Aha, your own resolution to succeed is more important than any one thing, said Abraham Lincoln. Good quote. Okay, so the seven secrets of being a successful life coach. Review your coaching practice, which means that basically just know how your coaching practice works. Know what step one is, step two, step three, step four, step five, etc. As I said, Ron and I are working on a template that will walk you step by step through a coaching procedure to where when a client walks in your door, you know exactly what to say, exactly what to hand them, what forms you need, how you relate to them, what you say first, what you say next, what you say third. We're working on that. We will have that available hopefully by the fall. When the marketing part rolls around, we should have that. So review your coaching practice. In other words, what comes after this? I'm going to do this, then what can I expect then? And then what do they expect? And then, in other words, it's a strategy. Know what your strategy is. Know what your marketing strategy. Value yourself. Obviously, if you don't value you yourself and your services, how is anyone else going to value it? It's just common sense. Work with subtleness. Subtleness, otherwise known as subtleness. Don't be so obvious about promoting yourself. Let other people do it. It's the best way. What other way were you describing?
Don't be so demonstrative and tell people what to do.
Right.
Guide them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
Nudge.
Ron's the expert here. Okay.
That's the source of those seven secrets.
Okay.
Brad Thompson.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Brad Thompson did that. Okay, that's Brad Thompson's website, I guess, too.
Yeah.
life-coaching-secrets.com.
He's got a lot of good free stuff on there.
There's also going to be a lot of good free stuff on mycoachtraining.com too. So be sure to check on that and find out things that you can get as a coach and organizations you can have and free CDs and all sorts of stuff, DVDs and things that we've got to offer there as well. So there's a lot of free stuff available. You just have to be able to absorb it all because there's a lot to absorb, right? And again, if you have some questions, Ron and I are available. If you need help, just send us an email or give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you. Any questions? Does anybody have any? Oh, the next page. Aha. Oops, there's Ron Owens.
Questions and review.
Questions and review. Okay.
That's when we ask questions. We don't need to video that.
Okay. All right, so I like that. Exam time. And there will be a final exam. I just don't know when it is. We're working on it, right? By the way, Ron, if for those of you watching the video, if and when you're ready to take the final exam, you go to mycoachtraining.com/final test. Okay, everybody got that? mycoachtraining.com/final test. One word. That will walk you through the testing. And Ron will get a copy of that, and he will answer and let you know how you stand, whether or not you've got your certification. So again, that URL again, I don't have it up here on the board, but just write it down, mycoachtraining.com/final test. And for you guys, it should be available soon. It's not up there yet, but it will be soon. So for those of you watching on the video, it is there. So just go there. Once you're done with all of this, it will ask you and walk you through each of these videos, and if you need to rewatch any of the videos, be sure to do that to get the information on that. And I guess that's it. Does anyone have any questions? And I guess we sort of ran out of time with the Logical Soul presentation. I'll be happy to do one if anybody wants to hang around. If you've got to go, I understand. We'll do that last, but I'll be available if anybody wants to watch that.